A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 44 to 58. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age, the angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue. So they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James, Joseph, and Simeon, and Judas? And are not his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mikru Bakala, Emmanuel Ethiopian Lutheran Church, Dallas, Texas.
Jesus Christ, the priceless and precious treasure. This message comes from Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 through 58. There are four parables in this text. All of them speaks about the kingdom of heaven. The message they convey is the wisdom of God that every human being needs to hear and respond positively. This is a message that saves life and changes life. The first parable in verse 44 goes like this. The kingdom of heaven is like something precious buried in a field, which a man found and hid again. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all he has in that field. The second parable is about a precious pearl, which also represents the truth about Jesus Christ, the true priceless pearl. Let's see in verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a dealer in search of a fine and precious pearl. Both parables have similarity in their message. The precious and priceless treasure is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The field is the gospel. The person in both parable sold all what he has. And this shows that the gospel of Jesus Christ has glory and also sacrifice. The third parable in verse 47 through verse 48 is about a fisherman. It reads, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet which was cast into the sea and gathered in fish of every sort. When it was full, men dragged it up on the beach and sat down and sorted the good fish into the basket, but the worthless ones threw away. The net casted into the sea in verse 47 and 49 is a proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fisherman in the Bible is a messenger of the gospel. Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The fish are those who are in the world. The Bible teaches us in this text that is a time for separation. The good and the bad fish. The chief from the wheat. The God from the sheep. There is a judgment day coming. Jesus Christ is coming again to sit on his white throne to separate the good from the bad. My dear precious brothers and sisters who are listening to this broadcasting, I encourage you today to consider to look for your precious treasure and your precious priceless pearl. A great treasure and a fine precious pearl in the gospel, who is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He will welcome you into his kingdom, in which there is joy and a fullness of life. Are you looking for your precious one? Are you looking for your pearl? Are you looking for the treasure who is Jesus Christ? I have a good news for you. He, Jesus Christ, is looking for you to give you life and life abundantly, to make you God's child, to inherit the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Mikru Bakala for today's meditation on God's Word.